Brothers and sisters in Christ, as Brother Mok mentioned and as the slide shows, my devotion title tonight is Faith Works, Love Labors, Hope Endures. So the passage is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 1 to 4 and I will read these verses. Verse 1, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. The brief background and context I just want to start off with is that the letter by Paul was written to the church in Thessalonica. The church started when Paul visited and stayed in Thessalonica during his second missionary journey, and we can see that from Acts chapter 17. There was opposition by unbelieving Jews then when the church had just started. So we can see that from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 14 to 15. Notwithstanding that, the church grew, and there is no doubt that the church was a church of the Lord Jesus Christ, because verse 1 has the words, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 6, it says, ye became followers of us and of the Lord. So that's the brief background. I want to, in this sharing, focus really and mainly on verse 3, which you can see there on your screen. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love, patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. So we can quite very quickly see that this is a commendation in some measure, and we can draw from this some lessons for our lives. So the first focus then is on work of faith. This does not mean justifying faith, but it means work that is produced by faith. The work that the faith of the Thessalonian Christians had produced, that was what Paul was referring to. And so in this chapter, you can see that the work of faith of the Thessalonian church members were, in verse 6, following God. In verse 8, bringing and spreading the word of God to various other areas. Then in verse 9, serving God. This also brings us to remember the work of the heroes of faith in chapter 11 of Hebrews that are highlighted there. And so we also know that faith without works is dead, in James chapter 2. Therefore, drawing from these, the question for us is, does our faith produce good works? Do we have works of faith? What are examples of works of faith? They are obedience to God's word, to avoid sin and its temptations, teaching and discipling others in God's word and in the faith, trusting in God to help us in our lives seeking and discerning God's will for our lives, submitting to and doing God's will, be a good testimony to others, and to share the gospel to the lost. Prayer is also a work of faith. And practically, it is important to witness to others the gospel. Pray for them, and especially for those in our families and children. That is, I would say, critically important. So remember, therefore, faith works. I have just phrased it as such. Faith works. The next focus then is labor of love. Labor here does not mean just doing work. It means doing hard work. It means to toil. Then love is a product of an evidence of our faith. We can love because of the Holy Spirit in us. Christ first loved us and died for us, and therefore we can love. And so we have examples of labor of love in Paul himself, and the supreme example of our Lord Jesus in serving, preaching, and teaching about the kingdom of God, about sin, and calling people to repent and to believe during our Lord Jesus' ministry. And so labor of love involves effort. It involves putting your body and minds to do something that will be useful to the church and to others. It requires the giving of your time. Labor of love is not done out of responsibility or duty, but out of love. And so, again, I pause here then to ask, do we labor for God and for others in the household and church of God, and to the unsaved? And secondly, do we labor because of love? Is that our mindset and motivation? So we need to check ourselves, ask ourselves, when we labor, is it because of love? So reflect on these. Do we do acts of love to others, first to brethren because we are of the family of God, and then to the unsaved and lost because we ought to have a burden and a great concern for their souls and their eternal destination? And therefore, look for opportunities where you can labor with the motivation of love. It could well be to help a brother or sister in Christ who is in material, physical, emotional, or spiritual need, or who needs a listening ear for comfort, for prayers, and for advice. I would say actually that in terms of acts of love, caregiving for the sick is one of the toughest but clearest example of laboring in love. And so it could also be serving others in church. There are many avenues of service in church. Therefore, love labors. Love labors. The third focus then is the patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. That is in the last second part of verse 3. So the root word of patience in Greek is to remain or to stay. And the point of this part of the verse is to endure because of the hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, to endure continually because of the hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. What is this hope then? It is the hope to see and to be with Christ. And so actually we can see this from verse 10 of chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians, which says, "And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." And also 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 5 says, "And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ," i.e. when they will meet Christ in heaven. And so the hope is to see our Lord Jesus in heaven, in everlasting life, without sorrows, tears, and pains. And that hope ought to produce patience, which is endurance or perseverance through life on earth, in struggles, in difficulties, in trials, tribulations, and suffering. And so if this hope that we have does not produce such endurance in our lives, then perhaps it is likely we do not meditate sufficiently and look forward to heaven sufficiently enough. And so as Christians and children of God, without doubt, we have the hope of heaven with Christ. But as you see, the bullet point in the slide here, is that hope real in our lives such that we depend on it to help us through life's difficulties? Is this hope the light of our lives so that in whatever difficulty we face and need to go through, we keep on looking onto that light, like as like the light at the end of a tunnel, a dark tunnel? And so we can and we must continue to depend on the hope of heaven with Christ and to help us in our present lives and to have the right perspectives of life, clinging onto this hope, depending on this hope. And on our deathbeds, we ought to be longing for heaven instead of wanting to cling on to stay in this sinful world with our physical illnesses and suffering, possibly likely at that time. And so, therefore, hope endures. Hope endures. All right. So the next point that I just want to make is at the end of verse 3, it says, in the sight of God and our Father. And so we are reminded at the end of verse 3 that our Father in heaven knows and watches over us in our lives. And so God is all-knowing and all-powerful. He is perfect in His will. We are His children, bought by the precious blood, by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it was God's love who has ensured that this was done. So do not doubt God's love for you. We live in the sight of God, our Father. And so God Almighty, who is also our loving Father, is watching over us because He cares for us. Parents love and care for their children and watch over them as practicable as they can. However, God is greater than all earthly parents. He watches over us all the time. So that is a great and comforting assurance. So this verse 3, has listed, and I shared some of the important aspects of the fruit of the Christian life that has been renewed by the Spirit of God. That's consistent with other portions of God's Word instructing us how to live as regenerated, born-again children of God. For example, the various fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 and the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. And so these three takeaways in conclusion: faith works, love labors, hope endures. So in conclusion, we have the Holy Spirit in us and we will produce fruit and evidence as God's people. It is not that we have to produce such works or fruit in order to merit salvation. However, we are to do our part as well and depend on the Holy Spirit to help us to produce works of faith, labor of love, and endurance because of hope. We have to check ourselves. We have to remember that we continue to do this because we are God's people. And so let us go forth to do this with the help of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father Lord, we thank Thee for this short sharing of Thy Word, and we thank Thee that You have, by Thy Spirit, by Thy grace, saved us and given us new hearts and transformed minds, that we can live in the Spirit, by the Spirit of God. We know that by thy Spirit, we have overcome the dominion of sin. We can produce works of faith, labor of love, and we can endure in whatever difficulty in this life because of the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. So help us, Lord, that we will be continually able to trust you and to depend on thy Spirit to enable us to produce such fruit, that we may be a testimony for the gospel to others, and that our lives will glorify you. Thank thee for thy word, and help us now as we come to thee together in prayer. All these we pray in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen.